NC Dealers Association meeting highlights organizational strength. The North Carolina Dealers Association, NCDA, meeting showcased the organization's strength in supporting powersports dealers across the state. With President Chris Brewer at the helm, the NCDA has established itself as one of the top two most productive associations in the country, alongside Texas. The association's efforts have paid off with the passage of several key laws, including those allowing outfitted side-by-sides to be street legal in North Carolina and the titling bill for ATVs/side-by-sides. These laws have had a significant impact on the industry, enabling dealerships to offer additional accessories and services that increase sales and revenue. Dealership members are now seeing a penetration rate of 30-50% for street legal accessories such as turn signals, horns, and windshields when purchasing a side-by-side. This is a testament to the NCDA's influence in shaping legislation and promoting business interests at the Capitol. The association's president Chris Brewer emphasized that lowering the state's tax rate on powersports vehicles is the next priority. With a current tax rate of 7+%, this can make a significant difference for prospective buyers who may consider purchasing from a dealership in a neighboring state to save thousands of dollars. Senator Steve Jarvis and NCDA Vice President Justin Alpeser will be working together to achieve this goal. Jarvis has also expressed interest in adding dirt bikes to the titling legislation, which could further benefit dealerships and the industry as a whole. The meeting also saw positive January and February sales results, with many dealerships reporting strong performance. A recent renovation at the Garner location of Team Powersports is believed to have contributed to this success, with customers taking notice of the updated interior and amenities. NCDA Vice President Justin Alpeser noted that it's great to have legislators in attendance who support powersports dealerships. This level of engagement can help address concerns and promote industry interests at the Capitol. The NCMDA's influence is evident in its ability to bring together a large number of statewide dealerships, showcasing the organization's strength and effectiveness. As the industry continues to evolve, it will be interesting to see how the NCDA adapts and responds to changing market trends and regulatory environments. One thing is certain, however, that the association's commitment to promoting powersports interests and shaping legislation will remain a key factor in its success.